It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Wednesday, September 21st, 2022. On today's Columbia River ship schedule, we actually have no arriving ships today. I'll talk about that in just a little bit. We have 7 outbounders, and we have 6 vessels anchored in the river near Astoria. In our marine weather forecast, we have south winds 10 to 15 knots gusting to 20, isolated gusts to 22 knots possible early in the day, wind waves from the south 2 feet high at 4 seconds apart, and northwest swells 4 feet at 12 seconds. And today we're going to talk a little bit about several vessels on the river today that are all Jones Act vessels. And I've talked a little bit about this on the ship report before, but not in a while, so I thought it'd be fun to revisit that. Let's take a look at our ship schedule for the day. Well, today we have no inbound vessels, at least unless something changes. The current information that I had when I put this report together, there were no ships arriving. Of course, things can change. But what does that mean? Well, probably nothing. It's really not terribly unusual to have a day here and there where ships don't arrive or a day where ships don't depart. Sometimes they just don't. Cargo ships don't run on a schedule like buses and trains. And sometimes they can be slowed down by schedule changes or by weather or other factors. So it's not particularly any sort of bellwether of anything if we have a given day where there are no ships arriving. Now, in our outbounders, we do have some. We have the ATB Commitment, leaving out of Portland, refined petroleum on board. She probably left a little bit after midnight, maybe 12:30 a.m., very early this morning. Past Astoria, outbound around 6:30 a.m. The Mila, she is a bulk carrier that's been coming into the river quite often lately. I've been saying her name a lot. She's heading out of Kalama, weed on board, leaving around noontime, could pass Astoria outbound maybe about 5 p.m. The ATB Vision is leaving Portland. She has petroleum on board, could even be biodiesel. She's leaving around 2 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 8 p.m. And the Vela Star is a bulk carrier. She's another rather familiar name on the ship schedule, leaving Vancouver with weed on board around 2 p.m., could pass Astoria outbound around 8 p.m. The Auriga Leader is a car carrier, another relatively familiar ship name. So you'll see ships' names, by the way, repeat in the schedule. Some of them come here on a regular run, and we get to know them. So she's heading out of Vancouver today, brand new Subarus on board, leaving around 2:30 p.m. She could pass Astoria outbound around 8:30 p.m. The articulated tug and barge, ATB, Gulf Reliance, is heading out of port westward. That's ethanol, leaving around 6 p.m., maybe passing Astoria outbound around 8:30 p.m. The West Virginia is leaving Portland. She's a petroleum tanker. She's a ship with petroleum on board, leaving around 7:30 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 1:30 a.m. on Thursday. And in our Astoria anchorage, we have the Ocean Tianbo. She's headed for Vancouver this morning at about 10:30 a.m. Wheat will be her cargo, and she will be in Vancouver by about 4:30 p.m. today. That leaves some ships awaiting orders in the Astoria anchorage. They are the Ocean Scallion, the Diamond Inda, the Kaylee, the BTG Ulriken, and the Huayang Pioneer. All those ships are awaiting orders. They're sitting pretty high in the water, no cargo on board. And when they come downriver, they'll be hunkered down in the water quite a bit. You won't see their dull red bottom paint anymore because they have cargo on board. Well, today I thought I would talk a little bit about the Jones Act, which I like to talk about every now and then. It's because we have a bunch of vessels on the river today that are all Jones Act ships. The ATB Commitment is one, the ATB Vision, the ATB Gulf Reliance, and the West Virginia. So we have all of those are articulated tug and barge rigs, except for the West Virginia, which is a tanker ship. And an articulated tug and barge, just to quickly review, is a tug and a barge attached together where the tug is behind the barge and fits into a notch in the rear of us. So these rear of the barge, they're specially designed to fit together with a hydraulic pin system, and they can take that barge to its destination. And if it's convenient, they can release that barge and pick up another one and be on their way with it. So that's a relatively recent, I mean, in 20 years I've been doing the ship report, ATBs have become more prevalent. So now Jones Act vessels, we have 4 of them today on the river. What does that mean? Well, it means basically that all these vessels are registered in the U.S., which is kind of an oddity for the ships we see here. Most of them are foreign flagged, registered in other countries under flags of convenience. So these are Jones Act vessels, which means under that U.S. law, which has been in place for many years, they are registered in the U.S., they were built in the U.S., and they have crews that are U.S. citizens or nationals. This makes them kind of unusual. It also allows them to do something that foreign flag ships cannot do in U.S. waters, and that is take cargo that originates in a U.S. port to another U.S. port. So the Jones Law was designed originally to protect the U.S. merchant fleet from being displaced completely by foreign flag vessels. So for all the foreign flag vessels we see here with regard to them, somewhere in their itinerary was a port outside the U.S. So that even goes for cruise ships. The cruise ships we see here include Canada or Mexico in their schedules on a run so that they can comply with the Jones Act. So the car carriers that we see here that may be coming to us from Tacoma or Seattle originated in, say, Japan or South Korea. And so many of the ships that arrive here, the bulk carriers, they are from Asia, or they can come through the Panama Canal from somewhere else, but the foreign flag vessels must have their runs originating in another country, because otherwise they would be, if they just picked up their cargo in Seattle and brought it here to the Columbia River, that would be a violation of the Jones Act. So a very interesting law that was created, as I said, many years ago, with the idea that it was kind of a protection in place for the U.S. merchant fleet. So that was a way to make it so that there would always be a demand for U.S. flagged vessels. Now, the ATBs that we see here primarily haul petroleum products. And on the Columbia River, they haul refined petroleum. We don't really have any crude oil here on the Columbia being shipped right now. We did have some being shipped out of Port Westward in recent years, but that has stopped. So all of the petroleum that you see being hauled by these Jones Act vessels are all things like gasoline, jet fuel, biodiesel, stuff like that. So that is what you see going by in those interesting, I think they're very interesting vessels that are U.S. flagged and built and crewed. So kind of an unusual situation there. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening and have a great day.